Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. There's a section in that website that I'd like to mention to you. If you go to that section, there's a section called Age of the Customer. The Age of the Customer. If you click on that, you'll see a lot of stuff on the Age of the Customer. And then if you go to the website, ageofthecustomer.com, you'll see a lot about the book, my new book, The Age of the Customer. And so between those two places, you can learn an awful lot about the age of the customer. You know, when I wrote the book, which I've been writing for you know, a few years, and you've been part of the serializing of the book and putting it together, my main goal was to point out to people, was to get across to folks that the world is changing. The marketplace is changing. There's a paradigm shift going on right now that has never happened before in 10,000 years. It's never happened. What's happening right now? Customers have all new expectations, and they don't even know it. They don't even realize that they're changed their expectations. They just have these new expectations. And that's what I talk about in that section in smallbusinessadvocate.com, and of course it's all over the website of ageofthecustomer.com. But what my point is yes, I have books for sale. Yes, I hope you buy the book. You can buy it from me, an autographed copy. I've got a special 3-book offer there on my website. You can get the ebook, Kindle and Apple. From me, you can get it from Amazon, the Kindle version from Amazon, and the hardback as well. But so yeah, I'd like for you to buy the book. In fact, I know that you'll benefit from owning the book. But look, my main goal has always been, long before I published the book, was to talk to you about this shift that's happening, this thing that's going on right now, folks. I talked about it in the last segment a little bit. I just want to encourage you. Whether you pay me $20 for a book or $10 for an ebook or whatever. I think Amazon's got it for $19.10. My prices include shipping, and I'll autograph it for you. But the thing is, whether you pay me for a book or not, I just want you to learn about this, because my goal has always been to help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful, which includes, obviously, by default, that you don't fail, that you survive, that you thrive, that you understand what customers want, that you actually know what the customer's new expectations are, and you move in that direction. You do start doing the things that meet and address customers, the new expectations of your customers. So please go there and read. And if you know anything about what I do, you know that I don't have any long articles. I used to write them like that, but I don't do that anymore. For the last 12 or 14 years, just about all my articles you can read in 3 minutes. And you've got archives in there of where I've talked about it in the past. There are archives in there of what I've talked about it with other people, where they've shared their ideas on my idea of the age of the customer. And so there's so much there that's free. And the stuff I'm talking about now is free. You don't have to spend any money to get these ideas. If you wanted to, you could literally go through all my stuff and learn enough about the age of the customer and the age of the seller and the shift to not have to buy a book at all. Now, there's stuff in the book that isn't available anywhere else. And I really think you'll benefit from having the book in your possession and reading it, especially front to cover, especially the entire first section, especially the preface and the introduction and the foreword by Steve Forbes. By the way, I don't mention that much, but Steve Forbes wrote the foreword for my book. You'll benefit from those things that aren't available anywhere else. And there are chapters in the book that aren't available anywhere else. But mostly, please take advantage. Please believe me when I tell you the rules have changed. Please believe me when I tell you that customers have new expectations. Please believe me when I tell you that long before you have the ability to demonstrate how competitive you are, your magnificent inventory, your great level of service, your excellent prices, long before, and even more disruptively, when you don't even know it's happening, prospects, suspects are evaluating you, they're appraising you, and they're ruling you in or out. And they don't even know whether your price stacks up or not. But they're ruling you out. They're choosing not to even consider you any further because of something that they saw in your information, in the way you go to market, the way you present yourself, primarily online. Something they saw there did not attract them from a relevance standpoint. You don't appear to be someone, a company that connects with them. Folks, this is not touchy-feely stuff. This is real stuff that's happening. And so anyway, the main thing I want you to know is I'm making all that available to you for free. And so if you don't get it, and if you don't learn this stuff, if you don't make the adjustments that I'm talking about, it's on you. It's not on me. I don't even have a $20 barrier to entry for the book. It's right there. So check it out. And it's my gift to you. And if you buy the book, you can give it back. 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Diana Furchtgott-Roth. She's got some important things to tell us. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.